We're talking today with John Collison with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. John, we're coming down to the last couple of weeks of the state legislative session. You're still working on getting the right to farm piece of legislation through so it can go to a vote of the people in November.
Yep. I keep saying it's an election year out there. And as you if you watch this process, everything's kind of bogged down right now. Everything that we've been working on all session, everything that the speaker's been working on, that the pro tem's been working on, the governor's been working on, is all kind of bogged down. As we get down to the last few weeks here, I think we're probably down to a budget. I'm not sure much else is going to come out of this session. It kind of got thrown into turmoil initially with T.W. Stanton, Shannon stepping down, and Speaker Hickman having to pick up those pieces and kind of move forward. He's done a great job, but it's he wasn't prepared. He didn't get the opportunity to get ready to be speaker. Now they've reelected him again. I think we'll take this election season, go through the election, come back next year ready to start legislating again. Obviously, the will of legislating this session has not been there. The election cycle is kind of in the way of most of that, and so it's time to get a budget passed, put an end to this session, go campaign, come back next year. 31 new members probably coming in next year. Educate them on why the issues of agriculture are important, why the Farm Bureau thinks this is an important issue, and work from that and go into next session.
So ultimately, you don't see right to farm coming out very likely?
I don't. I don't see many things coming out likely. Probably the last big thing that might come out, maybe possibly, is the capital improvement. That's kind of the last thing they're really working on. And I'm not sure that has a chance either. Nothing has changed so dramatically that the votes are going to shift to pass it. Possibly. We'll see. This thing's down to 2 weeks. Who knows what the politics. But that's probably the only hope that we see is maybe a capital improvement, which needs to get done. We're in that building every day. It is falling apart. It is the people's house. We do need to fix it and get it up to standards. Nobody would want to live in a house that's crumbling and falling apart. So hopefully that will get passed. But I think that's probably the last thing we'll see.
At this point, it seems like we've almost got three different parties out there. We've got the Democrats, a very small minority. Then you've got a couple of factions within the Republicans that are trying to exert their will, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. You see this week the governor and the speaker are kind of at odds over certain issues. Gun bills took the center stage last week, of the governor vetoing a bill, the House going out there and overriding their veto, and then the Senate picking that up and going in and pushing an override veto. There was a lot of bills that got vetoed a couple weeks ago by the governor. Some were unfortunate. The cattleman had a checkoff bill. That was a very minor bill that would have helped them out in the future. That was unfortunate. It was kind of a shooting the hostage situation, and that got caught up in the process. Again, politics have taken over at the Capitol. It's time to pass the budget. It's time to put a sine die on this session, and it's time to go home.
So of the 15 vetoes in that one group that the governor vetoed, only the NRA bill is likely, it's already been overridden. Yeah. That's the only one that's going to happen, right?
Yeah, that's my assumption also, is that we'll move on next week. They'll go into the budget process, probably get a budget passed. I don't see the cattlemen being able to get their checkoff. That's a bill that probably can come out next year. When cooler heads prevail, leadership takes back over, gets all the people they want in place, I think that bill will probably pass next year, along with many other bills that we need to. You're going to have 41 new legislators come in. They're going to be excited. They're going to be ready to come in and hopefully pass good policy.